proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, Riggins, if somebody's telling you about a woman they know and they say she's a model,
yeah,
do you automatically think that she's hot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do?
Sure.
Because I wouldn't necessarily think that she's hot just by describing her as a model. Because, I mean, there are all kinds of places that use models that aren't pretty. I mean, she could be one of those, you know, a model for the medication that handles some kind of a skin disease.
Oh.
You know, something like that.
I see what you're saying. Well, then that requires a qualifier.
Exactly.
If you're going to say,
right,
I think the implication there, if you say my friend is a model, mm-hmm, it's natural to go, oh, they must be a beautiful person.
Yeah. So that's my point, is it needs another.
Yeah.
An adjective to go with it. Like, if somebody told me that this friend of mine is a Brazilian model, then I'm like, oh, well, she must be really hot.
Yeah.
You go the other way to say, well, she's not like you would think she is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. To set expectations, mm-hmm, in a realistic way. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I have a friend whose babysitter was a Dominican woman.
Okay.
And, you know, my first question was, is she hot? And he's like, no, she's not what you would think.
Oh.
So I would think hot, but then it's not what I would think, so she's not hot.
Yeah. Especially after watching Miss Universe, they, mm-hmm, have all these beautiful women from all the parts of the country, and you kind of assume in your head, you're like, wow, these are beautiful countries. But, mm-hmm, yeah, they're just like everybody else. They got ugly people, too.
I would think, automatically think hot if somebody says she's a Filipina model. She's a Filipino. It's Filipina model. Filipina. I think Filipinos are pretty. Now, maybe if he says she's a, you know, she's a dairy model.
Dairy?
Yeah, would you think that she's going to be hot if she's out there, like, she's the model for the, oh, for, what, the dairy?
You know. Dairy, like the some location. Yeah, I mean, maybe not. A farm model. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Because you can't, like, back before, you know, the political correctness is what we used to call woke, was politically correct. Back before all that, you would assume that if somebody said she's a dairy model, she's the face of you know, whatever milk company.
Yeah.
You would think, oh, she's hot, because it's probably showing her, like, farm girl and
drinking the
she's
milk.
She's got, you know, pouring milk all over herself and, sure, you know, that kind of thing.
That's what I would think.
Right. But you can't assume that now because of the war on beauty that has been waged over the past 10 or 15 years.
Well, somebody said that this Miss Universe pageant was like the great correction that was needed in pageantry, because they were all beautiful, traditionally, yeah, beautiful women.
Were they all women?
I don't know, but I think so. Because Elon Musk was tweeting about it. That's how I kind of found it. He's like, wow, shocking that they're all beautiful, thin women, or something along those lines. So I don't know. But I know, you know what? They were all stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them that I saw.
A Swedish model would also fit that category where you automatically think she's really pretty.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Swedish model.
Mm-hmm.
What about Russian? Is that a coin flip?
Yeah, that could go either way, maybe. But they put a lot of emphasis on beauty, too.
I always think about Czech Republic. They seem to be pretty.
Yeah, Eastern European.
And Hungary.
Yeah. I've seen them in movies and such. But
you know what I think is funny? When somebody is from Hungary and you refer to them as being Hungarian.
You're hangry.
I'm hangry.
Yeah.
But usually not in the regions where women are, you know, known to be hairy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
What are those usually, regions? Or where are the hairiest countries?
Well,
Russians hairy?
I don't think so.
To me, I again think like Czechoslovakia,
right,
for some reason. But
you think
hairy
about the ones that have been caught up in like doping scandals for the Olympics and all, like that one, that power lifter from Germany that time back in the 90s. like to, they had suspected that she'd been taking steroids, and they went to her house to investigate, and she opened the door and literally had shaving cream on her face where she was shaving.
Just cleaning up a little bit.
That's what, you know, used to would picture about, you know, Russia.
Yeah.
You know.
Masculine.
Big, strong Russian women.
I do picture square. I picture rectangles when I think of Russia. People's heads are rectangular. Bodies are rectangular. Just tough people. They got to survive those harsh winters and Vladimir Putin. I got to be tough.
And you know what I figured out as a young man with a title that needs a qualifier with it? Aerobics instructor.
How? What's the?
Because I met a lot of people who, back in, you know, my early days of radio, there weren't websites and emails and things like that. So many of these women that would call up to the radio station at night and tell me that they're aerobics instructors, and then I go to meet them, and it's like, well, you know, did you just start this job yesterday? Because it doesn't automatically mean that they're in great shape.
Yeah, but they're working on it. It's a journey.
No,
it's a weight loss journey.
No, because Jody actually was a part-time aerobics instructor when I met her. And
yeah, but she was huge.
Yeah, well, sure. No, she was tiny, as my grandmother would say. But the friends that she had that were kind of, I think, the boss of her in the aerobics department at the gym were, you know, thicker than a Snicker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On the fitness side, not on the admin side, like the
they were really? Instructors, yeah.
Yeah, when I picture an aerobic instructor, I think of those, like, the kind of the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. like Lycra or whatever that's called, colorful outfits, but they were always thin. I didn't know they had a larger. Is like step class? Is that an aerobic thing? Aerobic,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, they were big, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
But in good shape, because they could do all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot, you'd be surprised at how many big people that you would look at and think they're overweight can do, you know, strenuous workouts and things, that their cardiovascular stuff is on point, as the kids say.
Yeah.
So they can handle the cardio workouts and everything. They just may eat, you know, donuts at every meal.
It's bulking season, baby.
Yeah.
I'm competition ready. My favorite kind of videos recently are bodybuilders that come right off the stage out into the hotel lobby and they eat whatever and they're always something sweet and stuff. But I love those videos because they look crazy. I mean, they don't have their whole bodies
still painted and stuff.
They're all painted up except for their face for some reason. I don't get that. But then they bite into like the crumble cookie or something and they just, I mean, they look like they're having an orgasm. I mean, they're that sort of.
Well, you know, my old friend Freddie.
Yeah.
He was a bodybuilder, and he said that when the show was over, he would go out, and the first thing he would eat it until he threw it up.
Everything.
Like pizza. You go get a giant pizza and eat until he threw up, and then keep eating.
Yeah.
Keep bringing the food.
Yeah. I just reset myself. It's like a puking rally. You're ready to continue drinking after you get a little throw up out of you.
See, I've never done that. I've never felt that. If I've been drinking and I throw up, I am out.
Really?
I'm done.
Yeah, we got a word for that.
Yeah. I bet you do. I don't even want to say what letter it starts with, but I think I know.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.